Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Tomorrow night at this time, we will be in the midst of pregame as the Cowboys visit the Lions in Thursday night football, looking for their fourth win in a row. Of course, the college football scene is burning hot, as well as Chad Brown, analyst for the Big Ten Championship game. Joining us now, one of the best linebackers of the last 30 years, two-time All-Pro first team in the NFL, Steelers, Seahawks, national champion with Colorado in 1990, and he joins us now here on The Fan. Good evening, sir. How the heck are you?
I am fantastic, and I am loving all this football this time of year. You can't get enough of it.
You really can't, and we look forward to talking with you about your own football playing and your memories taking us down there and all that. But let's go right here to Ohio State and Indiana, and Buckeyes a 5.5-point favorite. Do you think they're that much better?
Gosh, this is such a difficult one to predict. I would have to say, outside of obviously the Buckeyes played Texas to start the season, and they played a number 17 Illinois team, and obviously Indiana played them as well. Indiana put up 63. I was on the call in that game for Compass Media. Indiana could have scored 100 points in that game. The Buckeyes only put up 34. So is that enough of a sample size to make a strong prediction as to what's going to happen? I think most people around the country think of Ohio State as the better team. But of all the teams I saw this year in person, I didn't see Ohio State in person this year. Indiana was the most complete football team, all three phases, including coaching as well. So that'd be over Alabama. That'd be over Texas A&M. That'd be over all these other teams that were kind of in that top 10 ranking, never able to get to the number two spot that Indiana was in. But they are such a complete team. It's hard to just think Ohio State is just that much better, as indicated by the betting odds.
Now, Chad, all my family are Hoosiers, and I'm sort of college football agnostic. I just like watching good players and good games. But I did go to the IU soccer camp in '88, and I've always been tracking them. You know, so I never thought they could be this good. How have they done it?
The sheer will of Kirk Cignetti, I think, just cannot be denied. He is a football nerd. At the absolute pinnacle of that description, the way that he has kept his staff together so they can have cohesiveness on the coaching staff, the way they limit practices to 90 minutes so the players can be fresh both mentally and physically and show out on Saturdays as they have done the last 2 years. We've all these little small things that upon hearing them, okay, well, that doesn't indicate how you become number two in the team in the country. And that small thing over there doesn't say why you're number two. But once you start adding all these things up together, it equals a football program and a football team that has turned around the perception, as you just talked about. And unlike last year, when it was a Cinderella story, this year they are a real legitimate football team with a completely a clear shot at a national championship.
So what do you think about this quarterback matchup? I mean, a lot are billing it as the Heisman will be won or lost in this game with Mendoza and Sain. I mean, both have been incredible. What stands out to you about both these young men?
Well, having seen Mendoza, his ability to deliver accurate footballs. The game against Illinois that I called, I believe he had an 82% completion ratio. The week before, I believe he was 90-plus. So that's difficult to do on air during practice with no defense out there when it's just the offense by itself. So he can do that in competitive situations. Obviously, Julian Sain with 30 touchdowns this season and almost 80% completion ratio, he's performing at an incredibly high level as well. I think Mendoza has seen a little bit more football, a little bit cooler and calmer in the pocket. Not to say that Julian Sain isn't, but just a tick or two better for Mendoza. More than just the Heisman Trophy will be determined. I think if Mendoza is able to show up and show out in this game at similar levels to what he played earlier this season, he could also play himself into being the number one pick in the NFL draft.
What is it? This Buckeyes defense is so ridiculous with all the talent there, and then you have a former NFL defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, running the show there. I mean, what jumps off the tape at you when you watch Ohio State, and do you imagine any team can really put up like a 25-30-point game on them?
It's going to be a tough matchup, obviously, for the Hoosiers offense. And I was coached by Matt Patricia my last 2 years in New England, when I was a Patriot at the end of my career there. And everyone has heard the stories about Matt Patricia, a guy who was going to be a aeronautical engineer, so an incredibly sharp guy, the pencil behind the ear, all that stuff. I know his time with the Detroit Lions, folks maybe looked on him as a head coaching possibility, but as a coordinator and as a position coach, there was nothing. Defense plays that way. Guys like Caleb Downs, who's already an incredible player, he's benefited from the coaching of Matt Patricia. Caden Curry, the defensive end, leads the team in tackles for loss. He's got 9 sacks, rounding himself close to near double digits. So there's so many great players in that defense, and to have that good of a coordinator who doesn't miss too many details, again, it's going to be a very tough night for the Hoosiers offense.
Chad, I know we all kind of keep an eye on what goes on with the brackets and stuff like that, and we've been talking about Ohio State and Indiana. Is there anybody else in the ranking, in the college football ranking, that you really like, that you would say, listen, maybe this team would be somebody we need to kind of keep an eye on?
Everyone else outside of these two teams has some clear flaws and has played some games that left you scratching your head a bit.
Yeah.
I think Georgia has the talent to keep up with these two teams, but do they have the consistency? Texas Tech, similar kind of situation. If things all go right, I think they can hang with these two teams. Once you get after that, Oregon has showed lots of flaws. Mississippi has showed flaws. Texas A&M, I mean, the last couple of weeks, it's like, are they even who we thought they were? Oklahoma, the offense after John Mathier was looking like a Heisman Trophy winner after the first couple of games, their offense has kind of sunk down a bit. Alabama, the inconsistency there. So there's just so many holes on all these other teams in the rankings. Right now, if I were to be a betting person, which I'm not, I would certainly feel far more comfortable putting money down on Ohio State or Indiana versus anyone else in the field.
Chad Brown here with you on The Fan. He'll be calling that Big Ten championship game, which you will hear on 105.3 The Fan. What is next for Deion Sanders and your Colorado Buffaloes?
Man, they have got a lot of holes to fill. Last season, they left 11 scholarship slots empty, so they didn't even operate with a full roster. And obviously, the season did not go very well for them. So now with 40-plus seniors leaving the program, it could be a situation where it's similar to his first year in Boulder, where there's 65 or 75 new guys on the roster. And all the best teams I played on, they weren't the most talented teams. They were the teams that played the best together. And so if you continue to go into the portal and bring in a band of mercenaries, I don't think you can actually build a program. I know college football is different today than it was, but these two teams that we're talking about right now, Ohio State and Indiana, they certainly have dipped into the portal for a spot or two here or there, just like the best teams in the NFL go into free agency to fill a spot here or two there. But you don't build your entire team in free agency in the NFL. And in college football, it's hard to imagine a successful team building itself through the portal. So to get kids on campus, coach them and develop them, which is something we haven't seen from Coach Prime and his staff up there in Boulder, that'd be the direction I would hope they would go rather than continuing to roll dice on portal kids that are either looking for a payday or washed out and couldn't hang at the place they were at and are looking for a new home. So some of the kids may just want to play for Coach Prime, but I'd imagine the previous two scenarios I laid out are probably more likely. And you can't build a team with guys who are not there to truly become Colorado Buffalo greats, who are just there for the social medias on the back of the practice jersey and a paycheck. That's not a way to build a football team.
You think Deion will be around there long term? Are there people wanting change, or are they happy with what he's trying to build?
With CU releasing the information that they're going to operate with a $20+ million deficit coming up for this athletic school year, it's hard to imagine where the money would come from to pay out Deion's contract. So I think he, from a school standpoint, is going to be there. How his health continues to evolve, that's another question in itself. Had the bladder cancer, had that surgery in the offseason, missed a lot of the summer, missed spring ball. So that was an issue. And then this year, he had some surgeries to deal with the blood clots where he already had a couple of toes amputated. So coaching college football is already an incredibly taxing, demanding, and difficult job. But to do that while you're trying to chase wellness and fighting all these other issues, at some point that may become too much for him as well. So I'm not sure how this whole thing ends, but all the promises that we heard from Coach Prime, as he likes to be called, have not showed up in the win column yet for the Colorado Buffaloes. We certainly have got eyeballs and attention, and we're even on national televised games late in the season when there was no bowl possibility. So I'm happy that the program's getting exposure, but unfortunately it hasn't been the kind of exposure I would hope for this season because we're winning football games.
Chad, I remember scouting you when you were at Colorado, and I always thought of you as a leader, a guy you can rely on and stuff like that. So I'm going to ask you this question. My alma mater, LSU, hired Lane Kiffin, and I wondered, put yourself in the Mississippi player's shoes trying to get ready for a playoff game here. How would you, as a leader, handle that transition of losing your coach?
I would have to tell everybody that there is no hot tub time machine. We can't jump back into the past and fix things. It is what it is. Coach has left, but what we can do, we can't change any of that, but what we can do is we can focus on today. And when we leave this team meeting, we can make sure we know more about our opponent and about ourselves than we did when we walked into this team meeting. After this, we got to practice. We can leave this practice field more prepared to take on whoever we're going to play in the playoff and a better football team. We can take care of those things. All this other stuff that's happening outside this building, we can't do anything to affect that. But we can affect these things within this athletic facility, this complex, and we as players can find ways to get better with every weight session, with every meeting session, and every practice session. That's what our task is to do right now.
Chad Brown with the Sharon 105 through the Fan. So, Chad, North Texas is my alma mater. It's our historic season that we're on right now. What do you think about the Group of Five getting an automatic bid into the college football playoff over maybe some teams like Texas, who's on the outside looking in right now, Miami as well, some of those bigger Power Four schools?
On one hand, I certainly love it because, there's a certain just equitableness to that, including those teams in there. But when you start to really dive into these programs, particularly some of these programs in the top 10 in the country, and you just think about, I would imagine the overall budget for the North Texas football program may be less than what Alabama or LSU spend on protein for their training table. I mean, that's the disparity we're talking about dollars-wise. When Alabama has a dozen-plus analysts on its staff that all make 200,000-plus who are former head coaches or former NFL position coaches, the money divide, the access to training, the access to food, the access to all the things that can make you a great football team, the divide is so significant. It's really hard to imagine anybody from a group of five finding a real way to compete. Could they possibly get an upset? I suppose they could. The ball bounces funny and the game has to be played. And we know any given Saturday or Sunday, strange things can happen. But when you just talk about the investment, the dollars involved in putting these top football teams together, it's hard to imagine a team from the lower levels could possibly compete long term.
Chad, I don't want to bring up anything that could be a negative memory for you. I just ask it out of respect. What was your experience like in Super Bowl 30 with the Steelers competing against the Cowboys?
We had momentum. We got the touchdown to end the first half. We got an onside kick in the second half, and we were beginning to roll. And then Neil O'Donnell throws two interceptions, one that was his fault, one that I'll put on a wide receiver, miscommunication with the wide receiver, makes Larry Brown, I believe the Super Bowl MVP, gets him a big contract with the Oakland Raiders. So that loss was so painful for me. Mm. It took me about 10 years, 10 years to get over that loss and to say I was actually happy to have played in a Super Bowl. Because when you get into the Super Bowl, all you can think about is winning. And for a person with my luck of successful teams that I was on, in high school I won 32 games in a row, back-to-back championships to Colorado. We won four Big Eight titles. I know there's no more Big Eight. I'm starting to age myself there. Won a national championship. All those things. Why would a Super Bowl somehow evade me and be elusive? So I assumed as soon as you won a championship game, I'm going to be a Super Bowl champion. So that loss is so painful that every year before the Super Bowl, when the NFL Network shows all the replays, those little hour shows of each of the past Super Bowls, I sit down and I watch my Cowboys-Steelers Super Bowl, and I still expect us to find a way to win, and we never do. And it hurts every time.
Man, I felt that, Chad. That's a hell of a description. Appreciate you. You're crushing it. Can't wait to hear you on the call coming up this weekend. Big Ten championship game. Chad Brown, salute to you, and thanks for joining us on The Fan.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I certainly appreciate it. Have a good one.
Salute. There he goes. Chad Brown here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Two-time first-team All-Pro. Hell of a player there.
Yeah, he really was.
In the 90s and into the 2000s.
Would you have it in you to stop down and watch a game like that you knew you lost?
No,
that would hurt, man.
No. I'm so grateful we won the year after. I really was. I could never sit down and watch something like that. Those games hurt. I mean, because I've had a friend, a scouting buddy that was part of the 28-3 New England game.
Ooh.
And that was the only time in all his whole career that they ever got. I mean, he got to a Super Bowl. And you never know when you're ever. He's been scouting now 30 something years. That's his one shot right there to maybe win a Super Bowl. And then have it just slip through your fingers like that, man, that's hard.
At least they got to celebrate it for about 45 minutes, it looked like, on that side.
That's a euphoric experience for those 45 minutes.
Yeah, crazy.
Just capsule that and take it with you forever.
Yeah. Little sports hodgepodge coming up, Eric.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin's getting dunked on. The college football pettiness is at an all-time high, and a hammered raccoon update now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Cowboys Crosstalk coming up at 7 o'clock, then the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. They're going to be crushing, so looking forward to a great Wednesday evening. Join Lucius and I tomorrow. We'll be at Choctaw Casino starting at 2 o'clock for a Cowboys pregame party, and it'll go all the way through the pregame show. This segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the chief with the sports hodgepodge.
Big time college football pettiness right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no
have
one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude motherfucker.
Oh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Hey, Friday night, Grandscape, Colony, Cosm, Nosebleed Seats Collision Course.
Let's go. I can't wait. It's going to be Mavs Watch Party / Mean Green Party.
How hammered and loud will Wolchuk be watching UNT in a monster do-or-die situation?
It's going to be a repeat of Cody's wedding.
It is. Yes.
I'm going to be screaming and yelling. And
at least you won't be offending the mother of the bride.
That's true.
Did you really do that?
No, I just offended Bobby, but he made it seem like I offended the entire
wedding. Was that the video we saw where Bobby looked like a robot walking along there?
I thought he hung tough in the pocket. Stood
tall
and delivered.
Too. You know that's an uncomfortable environment for him. I thought he handled it well.
Yeah,
Wolchuk's
video was not making fun of him. It was praising him for his incredible stage presence.
And he looked good.
It looked like he was worried about tripping on a blade of grass.
I thought so, too. I thought he was walking very gingerly. But yeah. I guess we had a pacing
like he was on
issue.
Eggshell.
Well, he's got a sciatic issue as well.
He does.
When you combine that. Oh, yeah. What do you
really
mean,
does
he? Really?
He needs to have surgery.
Never seen him just laid out on the floor before because he's just in so much pain and agony.
That's why he looked he's just so stiff.
Yeah. It's, I mean, there's a little stiff nature to him. But at the same time, he's so swingy with the hips and the arms.
I think he was trying to go stealth mode. Like, it put off vibes like the ceremony had started and he didn't want to be a distraction as he was making his way back from the bar. Something like that.
He's saying he wasn't sashaying like he normally does. Was he trying not to do that?
I think so.
Because he was successful.
Yeah, he was.
Arms were tight to the hip.
Yep.
We will have success at Cosm on Friday night. I've never been there. I cannot wait. It's going to be an all-time sports watching experience. And so please come get out there and hang out with us. Saw the menu. The menu looks ridiculous. The double Wagyu burger. Probably might get four or five of those.
Wait a minute. Double Wagyu. Oh, that means four for you, right?
Can I just get six patties on that bad
boy? Yeah, I'm going to see how I can.
How many patties can you put on?
I'm going to run up the numbers on this thing.
Those nachos are outstanding. They look even better. Now, I do think that the tickets are pretty limited here. I think a lot of them have been bought up.
Oh, really?
So make sure you go check online.
They're not even. It's like, what, 20 bucks? It's like $20 to get you in.
General admission was like $11.
There you go, man. So come hang out with us on a Friday night. We look forward to that. Okay, so we have the Lane Kiffin fiasco, of course. He's at LSU
not
now.
A fiasco.
Well, on one side
of things. You bring this up.
It's not a fiasco.
We're going to do this for 365 days.
A fiasco is your Mahomes take from earlier.
I mean, just for
I wouldn't play him.
I know you wouldn't.
Is that the most criticized take that we've ever seen?
I really couldn't believe you said it.
You couldn't believe I said it.
I really can't believe you even said that.
You said pinch Mahomes in a game that they need.
Like, they haven't played well all year.
Haven't been eliminated.
Let's not act like that all of a sudden, magically, they're going to get back to being the Super Bowl team.
We should give him Carter should give him the choppy. The choppy bit and just see, clip like, it and throw that on the internet, tag Chiefs Kingdom and just see.
I think if you ask Fred tonight, I think Fred would probably agree.
He's doing his
mythical high school football
show. He didn't want his quarterback laying on the field and the trainer have to get a spatula to get him up off it.
Does it apply
like
to
he's
the,
a smash burger?
Does it apply to the Cowboys as well? Bench Dak now.
Bench Dak, no. Should Dallas not play golf tomorrow? Dallas, honestly, if Dallas loses this game, I would consider not doing it.
I like what you're doing over there. Yeah,
if they're out
still
of contention,
have a chance for a top 10
contention.
Pick. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Chiefs have a 37% chance of making the playoffs right now, according to the Athletics model. Cowboys are at 23.
Yeah.
I mean, how many backup linemen the Lions playing with tomorrow?
They're at 7-5.
Possibly up to 3?
They're at 7-5. That's their team
should
record.
They not play.
They're not 6-6.
Goff, they should sit Goff, I think.
The thing with the Chiefs is, you know damn good and well, you watch that game with your own eyes, that
they're snake
not,
bitten.
They're not going anywhere.
I don't disagree with you, but they're not going to sit.
I noticed it last year.
That was just my suggestion.
Yeah, it was just a take.
We're doing radio here, Wolchuk. It's a terrible take. Well, hell yeah, it's a terrible take. It's a damn right, it's a terrible take. But when all of a sudden he's limping off the damn field, I'm going to remind your big ass about it.
Well, you got to go with the big ass comment?
Well, because you got a big ass.
It's not big. You got a
great ass.
I do not have a big ass. I've got Woodhauler's ass.
Yeah.
I got Woodhauler's ass.
I'm just saying they are not going anywhere. We watched that team with our own two eyes.
Yeah, we did. We did. We saw it.
Now they're back.
What's happening. Speaking of glutes, I retweeted from @GBagNation a picture of 1985 Broadus, Notre Dame in South Bend.
Yeah.
Freaking unit, this number 55 over here.
That's a good looking pick, man.
That's a good pick.
Have you seen it? The hair was rocking. Yeah. Yeah. The volume. It looked great. Yeah. In his prime.
We beat Steve Berline that day. That's how long ago
you
that
got
was.
The big towel off the back of your pants.
Yeah,
though.
that was always for sitting down on the metal bleachers. When I had to snap, I had to keep my hands dry.
Oh, I see.
So that's insane. Yeah. Like deep snap, you had to keep my towel, and I made it where it was not long enough. When I bent over to snap, you couldn't see the towel didn't get in the way. So there was an art to that.
Good strat. So you did it for punts as well. Did you ever go out and make some tackles?
No, I got crushed.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd run down there so slow and get hit in the side of the head and get knocked down.
Dude, I'm telling you, that punt coverage ear hole.
No.
That's the era
where they could just run over you, man.
Yeah.
So you were no protection. Oh, yeah, no protection. They just planted you in the ground there. Yeah.
469 said, don't worry about that bad take, Broadus. It wasn't as bad as that crappy segment we unveiled at 420 today. So,
it was a good seg.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was actually kind of fun.
Somebody said we should get Blake to tell Fred that Mahomes should be benched and see what happens. Because they had a freaking war in the opening segment last night over North Texas and Kansas.
It was hilarious.
It was awesome.
They blew through the break by like 7 minutes. I'm driving and I'm just listening to them scream at each other.
There he is.
Blake. Listen, here's what we want you to do. Broadus had a take earlier about how the Chiefs need to bench Mahomes because they're down three linemen and you're going up against Daniil Hunter and his vascular biceps and then Will Anderson and the pass rush of the Texans. So Broadus is suggesting that they bench Mahomes for the game just to keep him safe. We want you to be the voice to make that your own take and deliver it to Fred. Gaslight his ass. Okay, can you do that? Yeah,
we heard it yesterday, Blake.
We heard it. All right, so that to start the show, be like, hey, listen, I just been thinking about something. All right, yeah, yeah, it's Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, it's
football
Gardner
guy
Minshew.
Of the day. Okay,
poor
so
Gardner Minshew, man, throw him to the wolves.
Yeah,
why not?
He'll eat that up.
They're
6-6,
and they got a chance to make the playoffs.
They really don't.
So
they're right back in this thing.
If you remember,
they're not going to beat Houston. They're just not going to do it. Not with that offensive line, they're not.
Bet payoff.
I don't care. Yeah, sure.
Add it to the list. You got like seven unpaid so far.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. So Lane Kiffin, in his goodbye letter, basically said that he was trying to remain the coach of Ole Miss throughout their playoff run, of course, and he said that like all the players and everybody were trying to keep him there as well. He had the team on his side, is
it
what he was
saying.
It didn't
sound like it, though.
No,
some
now
of the players are coming out.
Yeah. Because one of the lines was, despite the team asking me to keep coaching. So he made it seem like the players still wanted him to coach. Yeah. And now you have players that are coming out on Twitter saying, like, I think everybody that was in that room would disagree. Another player saying, yeah, this was not said from anyone. And then another player, yeah, let him know, every single person, that was never said. So you're getting a handful of Ole Miss players that are now coming out and just being like, no, Lane. No. Lying
it's
once
tough.
Again.
He's not making it easier on himself. This is when you're in crisis, you go silent. Go silent, maybe do an interview around the time of the playoffs. You know, you reemerge by the time spring football has arrived, but there's no win in talking right now. No, and this is ridiculous.
Keep
to me.
Keep your mouth shut.
What do you expect the guy to do? Just let LSU hire somebody else? Say, sorry, LSU, I got to coach Ole Miss. Like, the players and the coaches are put in situations where they can't put the team first anymore. Just the way the whole thing's structured. Let's stop pretending like Lane Kiffin or any player or any coach that leaves is a bad person. In the middle of a playoff run, you can get a little bad person action thrown your way. I have to leave here. I'm not going to win a national championship.
We're LSU, in the playoffs, coach.
LSU is only hiring coaches like every 4 or 5 years. If I don't go now, I'm going to be waiting until 2030 or waiting for Bama or something else. So, I mean, go make yourself better, Ole Miss. How about this? Go pay a bunch of awesome players. You know, then Lane Kiffin wouldn't be like, hey, I got to go where the awesome players are. You have like one first-round pick on your roster.
Yeah.
Get the money together. Go money with players, and then your coach won't leave. Indiana's not leaving. BYU's not leaving. Why? They're paying the players more. Show me it means more to you. Obviously, it means more to LSU. Ole Miss, this story's getting annoying.
There you go.
I have to leave at some point, right? They're not going to want me when I'm 7-5. Mm-hmm. I have to go when we're in the playoffs. That's when my stock's at its highest and somebody's willing to give me $90 million because I took a crap SEC program like SEC to the playoffs or like Ole Miss to the playoffs, right?
It sounds like exactly what Lane Kiffin would say in this moment. So
it's what he should say, you know.
Just be brutally honest
about it.
Instead
of making up lies,
yeah.
Just come out and tell the truth and tell people they can suck it if they don't like it.
Is it because of Lane Kiffin or is it because of the way the schedule is, the system of when the games are and stuff like that?
It's absolutely the system. Yeah,
I mean, as a coach, you have a choice. I guess you have a choice to stay, you know, and maybe he beat LSU this year. Maybe he'll find a way, you know. But he lost to – who did he lose to? Georgia?
They lost to Georgia in a tight game, and they're sitting at 11-1-6 in the country. I mean, they do have a chance to win the national championship.
A real chance to win the national championship.
Like, we're talking like Ole Miss is a bunch of bums here right now.
I'm good.
They're really good this year.
I've been preaching about being a team, playing for one another, going on a big run here, and now we're here.
We're all mercenaries, man.
All of a sudden, I'm
gone. We're all mercenaries. Come on, man, Eric.
Okay, well, I did love what BYU is doing and James Franklin because, you know, Penn State lost out on the BYU coach, Kalani Sitake, because of the crumble cookie donor.
The cookie man.
From BYU. And so now you have BYU fans sending Penn State just a buttload of crumble cookies. Just to rub it in their face.
How many is a buttload?
But then we had that measurement. I can't remember, but there is a real measurement for buttload. But then you also have James Franklin, former Penn State head coach, now with Virginia Tech. And for National Signing Day, they just had a large spread of crumble cookies out to enjoy. And I don't think that was just by accident, if we're being real here. So,
the
college football pettiness is real.
Shut the F up over there.
Send me some cookies.
That guy's getting paid by Penn State. Shut up. Shut up.
James Franklin?
Stop being petty about stuff. You're getting paid. You're getting paid by that guy. Just move on.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Penn State might want it back.
I think it's hilarious.
I mean, it is pretty funny. Now, you also have, did you guys see the story about the raccoon that busted into the liquor store?
Oh, and knocked over all the bottles?
Okay, are these part of the ones that are, what's the word for it?
I was wondering what
it
happened.
Just gave us the story that they're like now.
Domesticated.
Domesticating. Yeah, domesticating.
Yeah, that's figuring out how to be cuter.
They're drinking high-level scotch.
Well, if it's cute to get hammered, then.
Is it not?
Then this is exactly what this raccoon was doing. It's on Saturday. An employee at a state-run liquor store in Ashland, Virginia, arrived at work and was greeted by an aisle covered in broken glass and pools of booze spilled from bottles that had been knocked off the shelves. And then they go into the bathroom and see a passed out raccoon and realize, okay, this is what happened. Here's the story. Here's the news story on Wavy 10 News.
It happened Saturday in Ashland, and according to social media posts by Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter, a raccoon broke into the store the night of Black Friday and ransacked several shelves. They have masks, don't they? The animal became intoxicated, then passed out in the bathroom. The sleeping raccoon was discovered Saturday morning.
Head right near the toilet. We've all been there probably at some point in our lives, right?
A little too much.
An officer brought the masked bandit back to the county animal shelter to recover. So, yes, that's a lot of liqueur for a little raccoon there. The raccoon slept it off for a few hours and showed no signs of injury. Bounced back. Officers released the raccoon back into the wild.
How about that? You just get released. Like, there's no punishment for this raccoon?
No.
You had the euthanized squirrel a while back.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's like, what are we doing here? This raccoon just gets to go scot-free? Yeah. And I'm not necessarily upset about it, but it's just like, what's the fair play here? We got squirrels being euthanized for doing next to nothing wrong, Jeez. And now all of a sudden the raccoon can just bust into the liquor store, vandalize it, drink all the booze, and then have the disrespect level to just stay there while they fight through the drunken recovery.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Just passing out on the floor. Like, name one person that could get away with this. Name one squirrel that could get away with this.
Let me ask you this. Do I always get on you about it? Was the raccoon that your family went after that one time?
That was a raccoon, wasn't it?
Yes, that thing was doing? It wasn't ransacking liquor stores. It was ransacking baby turkey eggs. Okay, we're trying to get ready for the big turkey hunt.
Yep.
Okay,
raccoon doesn't just set you back into the wild.
So family, this is a family beef right here, right?
There might be something underlying there.
I think there's something to it, Chief. I'd like some consistency in how we handle wildlife enforcement.
That's all I'm saying.
I was surprised that the raccoon could consume enough to get intoxicated, you know? I would think that it would just smell it and be like, I don't want anything to do with this. But the lady said liqueur, so maybe it hit some peach schnapps, maybe some Rumplemintz.
Oh, the schnapps.
Yeah, something a little bit more flavor.
He was running through it. Like, when you look at the photos.
Yeah, it's pretty
busted
torn.
Bottles everywhere. Yeah. So he was waiting to find, like, which one he really liked and then clearly got after it. But again, didn't have the drunken wherewithal to skedaddle. To not get caught, but I guess he knew they're not going to do anything to me.
But he knew just by going in the bathroom, he had a chance. You know, he needed to do something.
Yeah, just lay out in the bathroom.
Out the bathroom.
Thank you, Chief. Yes, Sports Hodgepodge in the books here for a Wednesday night. And we'd like to invite you once again to join Lucius and me tomorrow, Choctaw Casino in Oklahoma, for a Cowboys pregame party starting at 2 o'clock. We'll have the Nation 2 to 4, then the pregame at 4 o'clock. They're in Detroit, taking the Lions, looking for 4 in a row. I think we all believe at this point. We'll crosstalk with the fan after dark, get their thoughts on it before we hand you off to the Cowboys content coming up at 7 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Block here on the Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Got some Cowboys crosstalk coming up from 7 to 8 in the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. Blake has made it in studio. Not sure what Fred's up to, but it'll be in his
studio
way.
Over.
Oh, very nice.
Doing the. They've got two more weeks of the high school football show. We are down to the final eight teams in 6A. I think Southlake may pull it all the way through.
Dude, so. Southlake is no joke.
Yeah, they're very legit. Good. We got North Crowley and Allen.
Yep.
Some yeah, great matchup. That's a banger.
Dripping Springs is still in there.
Southlake's playing Guyer.
Yeah, Southlake's playing Guyer.
Former district opponents.
Mm-hmm, so. They just handled Prosper.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And Prosper was legit. Prosper was legit this year. Yeah. So I thought that would be a closer matchup, and it wasn't. So Southlake Carroll, the blonde boys, do it again.
Were you a high school football player?
I was at Arlington Martin and Colleyville Heritage. Fun fact, Colleyville Heritage, we scored 81 points. Or actually, we scored 64 points and lost in the state semis to a team, Lubbock Coronado, who scored 81 points.
On yeah,
you played defense, right?
I did. I recorded 3 tackles in that game. But the problem was Larry Brown's son, Cam Brown, Kavon Ahmad, all these players went to go D1. They were very good players. Love them. Still my friends to this day. But our coach, Joe Willis, thought too much of them and had them playing offense, defense, and special teams. Love of Coronado's coach saw, the kid that just scored an 80-yard touchdown that's committed to A&M's also playing corner or safety. Let's just go at him. And they had 2 DK Metcalf-type receivers, and they put 80 on us.
So what a one state of coaching put you in?
That was the game to get to state.
Were you playing like full snaps? Or I was
getting in there here and there. Like I said, I was playing defense. We were running like a money package, if you will, nickel. So we were running a lot of DBs out there. Cam, Kavon, all those guys out there. Wouldn't have been if I was out there what I would have done for the coaching adjustments, but hey, they didn't pay me the big
You were
bucks.
A linebacker?
Yep, outside linebacker, baby. Oh.
Come on. Come on now.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Three tackles.
I
was
rotating.
No, dude, they were just throwing the ball down the field.
I wouldn't be worried about throwing the ball down the field. I would worry about running the ball at you.
They can do that if they want. They saw this. How you think I got 3 tackles? Come on, come on. They ran about your boy.
Let's go.
Okay. those kids went on to do nothing, by the way. Those receivers. One of them went to North Texas and had like 7 touchdowns last year. Fun fact. Okay. I'd have to look up his name, exactly what his name was, but that's high school for you. That's why I love high school football. You never know what can happen.
So who's the best player you played with that's still playing? Anybody?
Yes. We played against Jace McClellan, who was the running back at Alabama for like the last 3 years. Then one of our teammates, Drew Sanders, is in the NFL right now. Plays for the Broncos.
Transferred to Ryan.
Transferred to Ryan, went to Alabama. He plays for the Broncos right now.
He's a really
now.
Good special teams guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
And then when I was at Martin, we played with Braden Willis, who's the backup tight end for San Francisco. So that'd probably be the best people right now.
Right on. Overall good experience, though, son of
Overall good experience. I mean,
state semis?
Do I wish that Blake would have locked in a little bit more and not been worried about the girls and the video games and been football? Yes. But that's why I'll vicariously live through my son. He will never touch a game system nor a girl, and he better go D1 for Papa to live his dream.
Yeah, that's what you say now.
Yeah, no.
Their thirst for candy and screen time becomes almost
I'm not going to let my kid have an iPad.
Did you pick out a partner to do all this shit?
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Make sure you,
all right, what do we
make
have
sure
to tease?
You take that.
We've got to tease that we are going to do our picks review, and I'm going to listen to you guys and gaslight Fred about Patrick Mahomes, because if you heard the first segment, getting under Fred's skin is very easy.
More of that starting at 8 o'clock, thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here at 75 and 635. Just went 5 flawless like it was nothing. We'll have a substitute Pimp in the Cup tomorrow, as Lucius and I will be at Choctaw. Please join us. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson, and until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.